Вие сте со SPS на Македонски.
Јас сум Маргарита Василева, а вие сте со SPS радио на македонски јазик.
SPS на македонски. Споделете ги нашите прилози на Facebook.
Во денешната рубрика посветена на здравјето ќе стане збор за физичкиот имунитет од кој зависат и телото и благосостојбата. За таа цел повторно разговараме со Сюзан Дженевски, натуропат и хомеопат со над 25 годишно искуство како едукатор за доброто здравје. Имунолошкиот систем има вителна улога да го штити системот од штетни материи, микроби и промени во клетките што може да не разболат. Проследете го нашиот разговор со Сюзан Дженевски на англиски јазик, овој пат со краток превод.
Yes, Macedonian cuisine does involve a lot of fermenting of vegetables, doesn't it?
That's right. And if you look at Margarita, that 88% of your immunity is in your gut, it's so important that we actually eat fermented foods that are rich in vitamin C, because your gut is linked to the way we feel, the way we act. Our happiness is determined by whether or not we can absorb our nutrition, which builds a strong immunity. A lot of people say, I just need to build a strong immunity. But having a strong immunity is freedom, because you're actually strong enough to fight off anything that attacks your internal body. So what fermented foods do is that they improve the way your gut operates. And we all know, you know, we're all brought up with parents who really brought that from Macedonia on the importance of fermented, you know, when they would make their own cabbage and yes. so forth, and mm-hmm. they drink the fermented liquid from the cabbage and so forth. But 88% of our immunity is sourced through our gut. So a healthy gut, it builds a strong immunity.
Do you have any recipes for fermenting?
Oh, I'd love to share them. I can look into those. But I even take it from drinking fermented vegetable juices, eating fermented foods. But I really believe that we can also go out to the supermarket or a good, you know, greengrocer where they sell that kefir, K-E-F-I-R, which is fermented milk. And what that does, you're actually preparing the gut and its lining to actually support you by better absorbing the nutrition. So it's not only about eating spinach, red peppers, green peppers, broccoli, tomatoes, sweet potatoes, whether we can absorb that nutrition. And let's face it, a lot of people are on medication, and the best way to stay healthy when you're on medication is making sure that you can absorb the nutrition coming in through your food.
And how would you know whether that's happening or not?
So, you know, when we develop reflux, we're not sleeping well, when we're constipated, when we're experiencing fat flatulence, they're all signs that our body is not able to break down our foods effectively.
Right.
So simply taking something to stop your reflux is not always the only way to help your body, because all that does is pushes the reflux down. You can actually improve the quality of your gut through these fermented foods and building your nutrition so you can absorb your nutrition. The other thing is chewing your food a lot more than just simply eating big chunks of food and just chewing it for 1 second, when I would recommend every mouthful should be chewed between 10 to 15 seconds. So eating more slowly, so your body has the ability to break down that food. Because remember, when you swallow food that's not properly broken down, your body must do all the work for you.
You've just reminded me of my cousin, and she chewed each mouthful 38 times. So
and
I think maybe she overdid
true,
it.
You know, like, you know, there's a saying in Macedonia, lapni gulpni.
You know, when lapni gulpni, yes.
But it's not about whether we should eat bread, whether we shouldn't eat bread. You know, a lot of people eat steak. What I recommend is even casseroles where there's meat in them is a lot better for your body than eating dry foods. And that's what I love about this year of COVID. A lot more of my friends were saying how they were making casseroles that were on the stove for a few hours.
Yes.
They were making bean soups. They were making lentil soups. You know, they're a lot easier for the body to break down and digest. If you've got digestive issues, I wouldn't be recommending a steak at 7 p.m. at night.
Right, so because it takes a long time for that steak to digest.
Well, it does. It takes, in some cases, more than 24 hours. So we're going to bed with that meat in us. And when the body is ready to go to bed, that's when it starts to heal. The last thing we want at night is to go to bed with a potent meal that takes the body a lot longer to digest. I would recommend bigger meals to be eaten at lunchtime.
Mm.
And then a lighter meal in the evening.
Накратко да го сумираме првиот дел од разговорот со Сузан Джуневски, која вели дека 88% од нашиот имунитет е во цревата. Значи, важно е да јадеме ферментирана храна, бидејќи таа е најбогата со витамин С. И цревата се поврзани со начинот на кој се чувствуваме и начинот на кој действуваме. Нашата среќа, вели таа, е одредена од тоа дали можеме или не можеме да ги абсорбираме хранливите состојки на нашата храна, што гради силен имунитет. Ферментираната храна, вели Сузан Джуневски, го подобрува начинот на кој работат цревата. Туршијата, например, од зелка и незината ферментирана течност е популарен пијалок во Македонија, затоа треба да им е познат на повеќето македонски лица. Кефир исто така е ферментирано млеко. Она што всушност го правиме со ферментирана храна е да ги подготвиме цревата и нивната обвивка за да не поддржат подобро со подобро абсорбирање на исхраната. Не станува збор, вели Сузан, само за јадење спанајк, црвена пиперка, зелена пиперка, домати, сладок компир и друго, туку дали можеме или не можеме да ја абсорбираме таа исхрана. Сузан исто така препорачува секој залак да се џвака најмалку 10 до 15 секунди пред да се голтне.
And you know when you look at reflux, reflux means you're too acidic. Now, being acidic is what causes imbalances such as arthritis, rheumatism, gout, headaches. And people say, you know, that old saying in Macedonia, imam kiselina, you know.
Yeah,
and we can change the way we live with this in this environment within ourselves by going for probiotics, which fermented foods are rich in probiotics, kefir is rich in probiotics, eating yogurt is rich in probiotics, yes?
Yes.
So creating the ability for you to be able to digest the food that you're choosing to eat. Now, the other thing that makes us quite acidic, Margarita, is sugar. So a lot of people say, Susan, I crave for sugar. So the more acidic you are, the more you crave for sugar. And the idea is that sugar isn't just the sugar that you add in your cup of tea. It's also found when you eat a cup of pasta, that turns into 2 cups of sugar in 2 hours. You know, you eat, rice, unless it's brown rice, that again doesn't give you the fiber, the protein that you need. It doesn't sustain you. And that's why we have these cravings. The idea is to eat foods that have a longer space of providing nutrition in your body, like foods that are rich in fiber, proteins that last a lot longer. And this is why I love these kefir, because it's a solid protein that's also fermented that actually sustains, you know, makes you feel a lot happier and healthier because you're not as hungry all the time and you're not craving sugars. If you're craving a lot of sugar, it means your digestion is not in the way it needs to be.
So, Susan, how does one test for acidity then?
So, acidity, the doctors can run tests, your practitioner mm-hmm. can run tests. Acidity is if you find that you wake up with bad breath, if you've got a dry mouth, if you find that there's like a metal taste in your mouth, if you find that whenever you start to eat something that you experience reflux, arthritis is one of the common signs of knowing that you're far too acidic. You know, a lot of people say, I've got arthritis, because being acidic is that platform that actually leads to chronic imbalance in the body.
Which could result in?
Arthritis, rheumatism, gout, you know, aches and pains, chronic headaches, feeling nauseous, feeling constipated. Having diarrhea is also a sign that your body's not able to absorb that nutrition. Yeah?
Mm.
So they're all signs. Even waking up and feeling thirsty, a lot of medicines that people are on, medications that they need to be on, can deplete that level of hydration that the body needs. So if you're taking medication, I would really encourage looking at fresh fruit and vegetables to be the source of nutrition, as well as drinking at least 6 to 8 glasses of water. And I wouldn't recommend water that's cold in the fridge. I would recommend lukewarm water to be drunk through the day without any ice. What happens is when we add ice, or if we have water that comes out of the fridge, Margarita,
yes,
what happens is that the body has to warm up that water and it loses its ability to stay hydrated. The body's trying so hard to warm that water up for you. So a lot of people can do quite a lot of harm by drinking very cold water, especially if they're acidic. This is pushing the body even further into acidity when you're drinking or eating very cold foods.
So what you're saying is that the energy that the body expends in warming up the cold water drains it of its own energy.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. So if you look at people who wake up and they'll drink, I recommend warm water with a bit of lemon and some manuka honey. It's always warm. You never start your day off drinking something cold, because that really shuts down your body, because your body then has to, that energy that it has available for you has to be used up in warming up that water.
I see.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
If you really look at, you know, a lot of people say, I want to stay slim, I'm not able to lose weight. Well, you can't lose weight. It's impossible if you're constipated, if you're very acidic, if your gut isn't operating the way it can. I don't care what diet you go on, and you'll have no energy to actually exercise, because what happens is if your gut, your bowel is not, it's all linked, and your liver isn't functioning at optimum levels, you cannot burn fat. So that's very important to know, that if we're in charge of our health, we're also in charge of how much we eat. But starvation isn't the solution. It's about knowing the rhythm of your body and feeding your body what it needs rather than what you think it needs. Your body.
И накратко, рефлакс или рефлукс, вели Сюзан Дженевски, значи дека телото може да содржи премногу киселини, со што се поништува рамнотежата, што може да предизвика артритис, реума, гихт, главоболки и слично. Но може тоа да се измени со конзумирањето повеќе пробиотикс или ферментирана течност и храна, пример јогурт и кефир, создавање на можност за варење и апсорпција на храната што ќе избереме да ја јадеме, вели Сюзан Дженевски, натуропат и хомеопат со долгогодишно искуство како едукатор за доброто здравје.
Вашата заедница, вашите разговори. SPS на Македонски. Стиснете, ми се допаѓа, споделете, коментирајте. Следете ја SPS на Македонски на Facebook.